a lot of Donegal has a lot of natural constraints, which are things like poor soil type, poor drainage, high rainfall. These parameters are all going to be taken into account in this new payment scheme. What we're saying is that we really want to make sure that the money for this scheme is paid to the area that has the most constraint. We're basically looking for a fairer system.
This works on two levels. You have the Common Agricultural Policy, which is agreed at European level, and then you have the distribution mechanism worked from Department Headquarters in Dublin. Are the changes you are seeking changes that can be made at local national level, or will this ultimately need a restructuring of the CAP from Europe itself?
We have actually gone to Brussels to investigate this before we launched our campaign. There is a large amount of discretion with the Irish Department of Agriculture and indeed the Irish government as to the amount paid and the area that it's actually paid in. Now, it's important to note that it was actually the EU that instigated this review, because they can see from their analysis that the payment of it at the moment isn't properly distributed.
And a series of meetings to take place across the country in the coming weeks and months, the first of them taking place here in Donegal.
Donegal has been chosen to kick off the national campaign, because it is so important to Donegal farmers. So on the 3rd of February at 8 o'clock in the Clanry Hotel, we're very confident that we're going to have a huge number of farmers turning out, because it is such a critical issue for farmers in Donegal. And it's the only opportunity farmers will have between now and the review of the CAP to actually possibly get a slight increase in their income.